With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump arriving in Washington, celebrating with family, supporters, and political allies. Ahead of his second inauguration, he arrived in Washington as organizers of Monday's Inauguration Day ceremony scrambled to move inside most of the outdoor events, including the swearing-in ceremony that traditionally takes place on the Capitol steps due to forecasted frigid temperatures. As the president-elect takes over, both sides of the aisle weigh in.
For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, bitterly cold conditions in the coming days across a big chunk of the nation.
We're looking at some really very, very cold air coming down across the northern plains and the Midwest here over the next couple of days. And this is going to be driving all the way down into the Ohio Valley and much of the eastern seaboard here as we get into Inauguration Day. And as this happens, we're also going to have a winter storm that's going to be impacting areas of the central Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and up into New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the ceasefire in Gaza will not begin until Hamas provides the names of the 3 hostages it's set to release later today in exchange for scores of Palestinian prisoners. It was unclear if the dispute had been resolved when the deadline for the truce to begin passed at 8:30 a.m. local time. Hamas blamed the delay in handing over the names on, quote, technical field reasons, unquote. This is SRN News. Sweden is closing churches. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down 7 houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. The unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. In September, construction began on a state-funded abortion clinic in the southern part of the state. This is SRN News. Hawaii is getting tough on fireworks.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is proposing a range of new penalties to crack down on people who flout the state's firework laws. His announcement comes after a fireworks explosion at a Honolulu home on New Year's Eve killed 4 people and injured about 20 others. The potential new measures include $300 tickets police could issue to those who shoot off fireworks and Class A felony charges and decades in prison for people whose use of fireworks leads to serious injury or death. John Scott reporting.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 177 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce caught 7 passes for 117 yards and the score. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans 23-14 to advance to the AFC Championship yesterday. For the 7th straight season, the Chiefs will face Buffalo or Baltimore next weekend at Arrowhead Stadium as they try to become the first team to win 3 consecutive Super Bowl titles. This is SRN News.